record set.
Record is set, guys. Did you hear that? Record set. Here we go.
This is C. Michael Hall, writer and creator of Ape Entertainment's Hell Dorado, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Supposed to be illusions of your fantasy, all dots and lines that speak and say what we do is what you wish to do.
We are the Carla Symphony. We do the things you wanna see, frame by frame to the extreme.
Our things are so unreasonable.
Here we are again, folks. We are Comic Pop Library, bringing you an episode of Comic Pop Heroes with Justice League and Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. And I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And the song we came in on was Cartoon Heroes by Aqua. This is an older band, so if you can find them on YouTube, they'd like your support that way. But you can find them on the digital downloader of your choice and also support them that way. They would greatly appreciate it. And this was one band that in the past I was kind of like, oh, they did the Barbie song and stuff like that.
They do a fair amount of good stuff, yeah.
They do. And we found a couple of the albums that we purchased and we actually started enjoying them more and more and more. Now it's kind of sad that they're not putting out as much as they used to than they did a couple of years ago, but I enjoy them.
Yep.
So, like I said, we have Justice League and Power Rangers. So we're going to have Logan, if he can. Before we get all that stuff, I guess I need to read the deeds before he
gets into that. Yeah, that's why I was wondering, because I didn't see that notebook by you. And I do have basically it, if you wish.
I got it. Here we actually have the hardcover edition. We actually found this at Ollie's.
Probably, that's where we seem to find
it. Much cheaper price than original, but hey, that's all right. If you can save money, save money. But this is put out by DC and Boom Studios, a two-company crossover event. The writer was Tom Taylor. Artist and colorist was Stephen Byrne. And the letterist was Darren Bennett. And like I said, this was a hardcover edition back in 2017. And at the very back of the edition, there's cover galleries that you can go through. And I think this was made up of a six-issue miniseries, I believe. Can you check real fast, Logan, in the back?
Yep, six issues.
Okay, thought so, but I wasn't positive. But that's pretty much the details on all that type of stuff. We're going to let Logan give you the synopsis on the story, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Watch out, Justice League. It's morphin' time. The Justice League have never met heroes like these teenagers with attitude before. When a teleporter accident brings the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from Angel Grove to Gotham City, Batman isn't sure what to make of these masked martial artists and their highly suspicious giant robot dinosaurs. It's time to call in the DC Universe's greatest heroes, the Justice League. But the League and the Rangers will have to get over their distrust quickly, because the fate of two worlds is on the line. When the Power Rangers crossed between worlds, they weren't alone. Lord Zedd came with them. And when Zedd meets Brainiac, neither the DC Universe nor the Rangers' homeworld is safe. But when these two mighty teams join forces, they morph into a fighting force like neither world has ever seen. There you go.
There we go. So what'd you think of it, Logan?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Enjoyed it?
Yeah.
And this is one that starts out kind of like a scene, and then it kind of jumps back a little bit to right before the scene happened, like you do on some TV episodes.
Yeah, it starts off with a, oh, Angel Grove's gone.
And then it jumps back just a wee bit in time.
That how it all happened.
Yep. And basically, Lord Zedd.
Yeah, made a decoyed Alpha to blow up the base, which...
worked, basically. <Yeah.
laughs> And Zedd assaulted the base and... might have, but Zack grabbed onto Zedd and teleported them out of there with a base broken and the teleporter broken.
Which broke a seam in the fabric of the universes. Oh, yeah. And that's where, and somehow the other Rangers got through there eventually too, but Zack's the first one that comes through and he is separated from Lord Zedd.
Yep, he does have a few putties that he's fighting.
True, that is true. But he ends up in Gotham. And for
Batman's telling him to disarm right after he gets there, and this, yeah, that does not go well.
Yeah, that's like
it assumes he's one of Zedd's monsters at the beginning, which not I, that possibility, but yeah.
Well, it's kind of there's one a of those,
few of the enemy monsters that are basically humans, Scorpina right. And
yeah, Scorpina is, I guess that's true.
Yeah,
but the majority of the monsters are still monster-esque.
Yeah,
in their smaller form. So it's kind of like, okay, he's never seen Batman before is another one. So I guess that could leave you to it. But he sees Batman's face. Batman's telling him to disarm, which any of the other creatures have never asked them to disarm. They're just like, okay, let's go, let's fight. Yeah, so that's kind of weird.
They do pretty much very quickly after they get in there and start the fight, go, wait a minute, I don't think this is one of Zedd's monsters, but yeah.
True, but they continue also, on.
Okay, wow, never mind. I don't think this is one of Zedd's monsters. I think he's something else, something unique to this world. A human guy in a costume. Wow.
Which all five of them are?
Yeah.
Or six. Says I think Tommy's there with them too. But it takes the whole Justice League getting there and kind of separating them apart to actually stop. And for some reason, all their abilities, the Power Rangers' abilities, travel with them. So their abilities the Zords to get the Zords.
Apparently just teleport to them. That's the whole.
Yeah. So I guess they crossed the stream as well, which is kind of
different. The Rangers had to teleport to get to them too, so.
True, but I never thought of the Zords teleporting as well as it's fine.
They are generally shown walking in, but it does make much more sense if that walk-in is their hangar and their teleport from there.
But it works. I mean, they've done that plenty of times in the TV show where they call in their Zords and they come running.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see. That's the thing. They usually come running or driving, however you want to say that. But they're usually. It looks like they're from outside of the city in the country. Then all of a sudden they appear in the.
Yeah. So them teleporting to the Rangers does make sense. Yeah. So.
And then this one Zedd is kind of.
Yep.
In space to begin with is where he teleported.
He ends up in orbit.
Okay.
Brainiac picks him up, but he was just floating there.
So this is like Logan said, this is where Brainiac finds him and takes him in, and they don't fight. You notice that? It's pretty much...
he does capture him at first in one of his things, but yeah, they don't fight. They go, oh, cool.
You're kind of like me. You want to rule the world too, or... And Zedd's like, nah, I don't want all of it. I just want this little piece. And they start hatching their plan to do what they want to do. And I guess it's one where they cross back over into the Power Ranger universe to capture that specific city.
They do have a massive fight with the Justice League in their world first to give Brainiac the chance to hack the Zords first. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. My bad.
But then
what is her?
Because I think they use the Zoids transporters to get back, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He hacked their Zoids and took their...
That's right.
Morphers.
Yep.
And that included the transporters to get back home.
There we go. And then, what was the city that the Rangers are from? God.
Angel Grove?
Angel Grove. There you go. So that's where Angel Grove becomes threatened.
Yeah.
And basically ripped up as Brainiac does to cities. But it's kind of unique in a way that the Power Rangers are depowered once they rip the devices off.
Uh-huh. But they do still know how to fight. And Batman goes, yeah, we've got the equipment for this. We don't have to just have them sit out.
So they put them in different costumes of DC heroes.
Yeah, mishmash costumes too.
I thought that was pretty good. I think Kimberly, she has the bow, so she gets... Green Arrow's bow and some of his arrows. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, they get a mishmash of costumes. And of course, the whole Justice League is there. Basically, from the, you would say the most recent incarnation and what was on the cartoon series, because you have Hawk Girl and you have Cyborg there as well. So they're, of course, I say recently, those have been around for a long time now. Man. Yep. Doesn't seem like they've been around that long. But yeah, just looking at the different mashups of costumes, like Katana, I see her.
Yeah, there's...
his, like,
Zach, I think, got a Nightwing? I don't know.
I think Trina has part of Katana's outfit.
Yeah, her mask and...
Can't tell the suit.
I'm actually not sure if it's... Jason got the Sword of Azrael.
Okay.
One of them got a Lex Luthor suit, it looks like. Or that looks like Lex's suit, but I don't think the helmet's Lex's, but it looks like it goes with the suit.
Yeah, like you said, it was a mashup.
It looks like Lex's suit from the Injustice games. I think it might have been someone else's suit before that, so.
So they are in the process of trying to figure out how to get back to the Power Ranger universe.
Yeah.
That's the crux of probably a... from the beginning fight with Brainiac and Lord Zedd to the last fight, the... Crux,
they do have a good chunk of getting a whole through reality with.
Yeah, I would say the first two issues are probably the fighting amongst themselves, and then Zedd and Brainiac.
Yeah,
second two.
Then there's the fight that the Zords get taken away with. Right. Then there's using the Hadron Collider and the Green Lantern and all that to get back and rearming themselves.
Do a new teleportation device in the space.
Mm-hmm.
Because they rip the collider up out of the ground and up into space.
Yeah, and make giant portal with it.
So I was like, okay, this is definitely the DC universe or the Power Ranger, because that definitely can't happen in our reality unless there's stuff happening I don't know about. And then, of course, the final battle in the Mighty Morphin's universe before our DC heroes get go back to their own. And so six
and
issues.
Alpha gets a neat little talking scenes with Brainiac to the point where you'd almost think he might actually be able to talk him down a bit. Not quite. And Zedd shows that his power of growing can work on himself. That's how he meets Brainiac on equal terms, because he gets shrunk down to begin with. But yeah. There's a whole fight between the Megazord, Giant Zedd, and Giant Alpha. Yeah, it's neat.
So like we said, it's a six-issue miniseries. There's not much to talk about.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's probably the highlights of everything.
Yeah.
The artwork is really good. I really enjoy it. There is really there are battles, but really no major... I don't think there was any death scenes per se. Maybe just... people getting hurt and things like that. Putties, it's kind of like, you know, the Power Rangers, if you've ever watched them. Putties might get eliminated, but they kind of go poof, but
they're basically
able to come
golems.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golems, that's true. There you go. That works.
Some of the putty variants of mine's like the Tengus, but they're just using putties here. I'm moderately sure they're just clay dolls.
Yeah, and this is specifically Mighty Morphin Power Rangers from the very first season.
Well, not first season. Zedd didn't show up there.
Well, second season then.
First series,
second season then, probably, was Zedd.
Second or third? Yeah, something like that.
Because Tommy comes in the first season.
Rita's the boss for the first bit.
Yeah. I can't remember if that was the second or third when Zedd came in.
I think it might be third? I don't know. It's been a while.
Yeah, true. But Lord Zedd came in with the original Power Rangers, too, though, if I remember right. So before they started changing up the teams.
Yep.
But all in all, if you're a fan of DC, I think you like this one. If you're a fan of Power Rangers, I think you'd enjoy this as well.
Yeah, it's fun.
The artwork, like I said, is really well done. The story line follows. It makes sense for a comic book world.
Yep.
Or last week said in the opening song, cartoon hero world.
Yep.
So I enjoyed it. I liked the mishmash of costumes. I think that was probably the most fun for me, was seeing the Power Rangers get into those mishmash of costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of fun, especially the Kimberly with the Green Arrow, because I like the Green Arrow character. Now, Green Arrow was not in this. These are like Justice League members that are not there, and they're just borrowing from their suits to...
Yeah, they're just borrowing from
the members
vault of various things.
Either the members of the Justice League at that point in time weren't there.
or the enemies that they've taken down.
Yep, true. The enemies of what they were taking down. I forgot about that part. That is true. So
I don't think the armor was from a Justice League member, but
yeah, like you said, that one was Lex's armor. So
yeah, there's that guy in a night outfit. That might be.
Then of course it was Billy and Cyborg that figured out the teleportation.
Yeah. And the Green Lantern, but yeah.
Yep, he helped him as well. That is true. So it all flows. I enjoyed it. I had fun with it, and that's the whole point of this, is to have fun. Level-wise, you think 14 and up, 13 and up?
Probably fine.
As long as they're able to read at that level.
Yeah.
There's nothing, no major violence, like I said. No sexual tension or of any type in this one.
Yeah.
It's just a straight-out superhero story.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Beat them up and beat them down and send them on their way. Yeah, save the city. So,
take down the giant monsters that they summon every once in a while.
Yep.
So. Also, for some reason, keep the UN calm.
That was in the Morphin world because...
No, that's in the... Oh, yeah, you just said, yeah, it's in the Morphin world.
Yeah, because they hadn't seen other superheroes besides Power Rangers before.
Yep.
So.
And they're doing a global assault, basically. Yep. Zed's getting lots of giant monsters ready to attack. They can't do this all on their
own. Of course. You got to have the monsters in there, by golly.
Yep.
So it was kind of fun. It was enjoyable. I enjoyed it. It's, like we said, a 6-issue miniseries in a trade paperback form. We do have the hardback edition of that, though. So,
yeah.
It's very easy to add to your collection that way. If you want to hunt down the floppies, that's perfectly fine too.
Yeah.
You can do that as well and put those in your collection. But if you want it all collected in one, this is definitely the way to go.
I'd probably generally go for these because less risk to tear or anything.
True.
More durable. And they have all the variants of the cover arts in there.
Yep.
Like, that's a variant of the first issue. That's a variant of the first issue. That's a variant of the first issue.
Three variant covers.
At least of the first issue alone.
So that makes it kind of cool that you can get all that information on there.
There's another two.
No interview type information in the back of this one, like some of them sometimes do, but... Just has the variant covers.
Do they only have the variants of issue one? That's a bit weird.
I'd have to look at it closely enough to see. I thought
they all say ones. Justice League, Power Rangers. Wait, no, they're the first ones are.
Okay.
They skipped 3 and 4. That's wait, no, they're there. So apparently, one's the only one that had a ton of variants.
That happens in the comic book industry.
Yeah.
So. Which sometimes the people that buy them just kind of cringe because if they really want to get the whole set, they have to get the variant covers as well.
Yeah,
which... I'm not all that way unless I just fall into the variant covers at a cheap price somewhere.
That's another reason why I say go for the trades, because you get all the variant colors in one shot.
That is true.
Yeah.
And various people do various things.
Yeah.
That does leave room for a sequel. I don't know if there ever was one. But they kind of...
Yeah, they imply that Brainiac left a bit of code in Alpha. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if they did do a sequel series or not, because like I said, this was done in 2017. It's been a few years, and we're not big into the floppies and stuff like that anymore, since it's so far away from a local comic shop. We get them more as graphic novels or collected editions.
Yeah.
So that's why we kind of unsure about the floppies sometimes. But you can check them out and Google it, I guess, if you want, and you can probably figure it out. But
it's a pretty fun story, though, yeah.
Yep. Okay, I think that's probably it.
Yeah, fairly short one, but...
Otherwise, we'd, like we said on the other one,
we'd ruin it to death. Yeah, might have spoiled the story, but we left the details out so you can...
True. So that's going to be it. Like we always say, these are our thoughts and opinions, just slogan in mind. It's not reflective.
We don't have much to get influenced by. There's nobody paying us as of now.
No, there's nobody paying us.
We used to get sponsored cards from Yu-Gi-Oh, but it's been a while and really should do a bit more of the cards we got. But yeah, a fair amount of cards we could do issues of. And I think
we got plenty to do.
Yeah. We don't have anybody doing that as of now, I don't think. We used to get a lot of music people giving us stuff to do.
We still get occasional emails from the indie music industry. But
April was the main one who did music, so it's a bit Yeah.
We would still do it, but we just don't have the time to listen to everything that's been sent to us. We still get some of those. Well, we don't post them on the website anymore because we're just too busy at work. We don't have time. And listening to the music before we come to do it, that's even hard because you and I would have to do it.
But we are not experts in musical stuff, sorry. April's the one who is the best at that.
Anyway, as I said, we used to have some sponsorships with the people that did Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and we always appreciated that. And we had some others in the past, too. Like we said in the coming home, whatever, the catching up episode that we did, we're kind of getting back into it. We might get some of those relationships built back up, but since we're not doing podcasts near as often,
probably not.
Might not happen as much anymore, but we buy our own stuff, too, which we have plenty of.
Yeah, we just need to actually... Well, I think the main problem is getting around and choosing music for the episodes and such, which...
Time.
Yeah, time. To do them.
So, anyway, this is our own thoughts, not anything... Not by... As I said, these are our own thoughts and opinions. If anybody is in a relationship with us through any type of sponsorship stuff, it's none of theirs. It's not to reflect upon them by any means or way. Yeah. We're going to be leaving out on Superhero... by Simon Curtis. You could go to his YouTube page and support him there. You could also go looking through your digital vendors of choice and see if you can find him on those and download his song that way and support him in that direction as well. So I think with that being said, that's going to be it for us. Everybody, hope you had fun listening. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Everybody look alive, say come on, come on, come on, we're gonna get it now. Hands up if you're ready for the fight, say come on, come on, come on, we're gonna win now. I don't need you to believe in me, I know how to change my destiny. Sit down, about to rewrite our history, rewrite our history, rewrite